The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Burt Show.
I am not sure that I have ever heard a more honest and a-holy conversation than I just heard in studio. And I want to bring this to The Burt Show and to listeners who would probably love to do the same thing. You want to vent on the little things about your significant other that just absolutely drive you crazy, that is going to make you look like an a-hole, but who cares? It's the truth. 1-855-BURT-SHOW. We can put you guys on the voice disguiser.
Uh-huh.
We cannot with the people in studio.
So we're just going to put our a-holeness on display, eh?
I think every couple after a certain amount of time feels the same way about their significant others. And I don't know that you're going to feel like an a-hole. I think you're going to seem very relatable.
All right, Cassie, you ready to
unite? Have to do it with the same vigor that you just did it with, okay?
You ready to unite our a-holes?
Yes.
All right. So,
to become one big a-hole. coming to Marvel, summer 2025.
I'll unite our a-holes if I can put it on OnlyFans.
It has to be with the same passion that you guys literally just did while we were in commercial.
It's going to happen. Right. So, give you a little behind the scenes. Kaylee's in studio to talk about the next break, which we're probably not going to get to because Bert's now doing this. And I asked him, hey, how's your little one Kieran doing? Because he was out because she was sick. So, he's giving us an update. He's talking about a cough, right? And that goes into Cassie saying, hey, you know, use honey, blah, blah, blah. That can be a natural cough suppressant, blah, blah, blah. And it keeps going. And I go, you know, he was talking how it's kind of annoying, you know, when your kids are coughing, you can hear them on the monitor or whatever.
So when your kid is sick, it's annoying is what you're saying.
Yeah, kind of. Especially at that age. Well, I mean, at any age, really, because if I think about my 3, my 7 or my 11-year-old, you know, you need water. Go get water. I mean, like, we've told you 100 times, but it's like when you hear that one little cough, you just think to yourself, oh, hell. Because you know it's going to be a night of just, and you're just like.
Which then I felt it. I felt the burning rage inside of me. And I will release it again. It's so sad because your significant other is obviously in distress because they are coughing, or they are sick because they are coughing. So you would think a normal person would have empathy for this person that is coughing.
Look at all the staff members parading in studio to vent about their significant others, right?
I have never been happier to be chronically single at this moment. But my husband, when he coughs, it is the most... fingernails on a chalkboard. I told you, like, I want to punch him in the throat. I want to take a pillow and shove it over his face. I'm like, I should be a sympathetic person to be like, oh, babe, are you okay? But instead, I'm the a-hole over here like, do you need some water?
It's because the cough is never like, it's always... And I'm like, are you okay? Are you dying? Or did you like just choke on a chili pepper? What's happening?
And I'm like, little bitch, why are you being so dramatic?
Right?
Like, take a sip of water. I'm trying to watch my show, and now I'm having to put subtitles on because I can't hear what the people are saying because you're in the next room going,
hacking up like a Victorian child dying of the plague in winter. Get it together.
If you can't handle putting pepper on your food, don't do it.
Caroline,
oh my God.
Caroline, our intern, you can't grab a mic here if you can't come with that kind of passion about your husband.
No, my husband can clear a room. So the first night I ever slept with my husband, he farted like nobody's business. And when I say he can clear a room, he smells up the entire house. From the moment he wakes up, he is farting to the moment our son is asleep, he is farting. And I am over it. Over it. It sickens me. And his mom is like, my mother-in-law is like, I don't know how you put up with him. How?
So like, he's been like that ever since he was a child.
Oh, yeah.
Just ripping them left and right.
In front of the children's choir preacher, and it cleared the whole choir right out.
All the old folks. Not in front of the kids.
Zed, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Yeah, hey. So I agree with everything that's been said. So my wife, she likes, listen, I love Doritos just as much as the next person. I love that Cool Ranch. But man, can we just get a napkin and not just the typhoon suction power on them digits? The Dorito snacking. I mean, just get a napkin and go get some more Doritos. Why do you have to suck your fingers like that?
Speaking of sucking, here's another irritating one. When it's the end of like an iced coffee, you're not going to get all the whipped cream up, so stop going.
That's me. My wife will. It drives her nuts.
At one point, I literally was like, I'm going to snatch it out of your hand and throw it out of the window if you do not stop right now.
I don't understand how my husband, it doesn't have to be soup. It doesn't have to be liquid. It can literally be anything, any food. And he has to slurp it off a spoon or a fork.
I'm that person.
Oh, my God. And I'm like, why do you have to vacuum your food? You put this utensil into your mouth. You don't use your teeth to scrape said utensil. And you press your lips around it. And then you pull out the utensil. It is that freaking simple. Drives me crazy.
Zach, go ahead. Go ahead.
My wife makes insane, like, predictions about TV shows. Like, this guy last night was, and it bugs the crap out of me.
Right before it's about to happen, right? She'll make a prediction on what, and then if it does happen, she, like, gloats about it, right?
Well, yes, but it never gets there. Like, this guy's downtown three, and she's like, oh, he's going to make a cross. And I was like, what? Where did you get that from? Like, there's no reference to that happening. Or, like, a child will show up, and she's like, oh, I bet he's adopted. And I'm like, what?
Zach,
are you getting these references? And this is all the time. And I'm like, I hear you. I get the twist that you're getting at, but that is not what's going to happen.
I am that person.
Is she ever accurate?
No.
Never.
No.
There was probably a time where he's like, oh, that's so cute. Yeah. And now, years later. Good morning, Leslie. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi, Burt Show. Good morning.
Good morning.
I love my partner. Mm-hmm. But she lets her 5-year-old nephew answer the phone all the time. So I might call and say, hey, stranded on the side of the road, have a flat tire, talking to a 5-year-old.
And that was never cute for you, right? Never.
No, not cute at all. I'm having an emotional breakdown underneath my desk at work. And I'm talking to a 5-year-old.
And we will take Rio here on the voice disguiser as soon as they are put on hold. Put them on hold.
Rio.
How long does it take to put that? I got one.
No, stop. we're down some staff members today.
Hey, Rio, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hello.
Rio.
Yeah, I'm here. How are you guys?
Go for it.
Yes, my wife does this thing in the morning. She has bad sinuses where she does like a snort, quack, duck. Like it's very loud. It sounds like a freight train.
Try to emulate it for us right now so we can feel how annoying it is.
It's a
he's in bed with Daffy Duck.
Cassie, jobs you never knew existed.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So I was having dinner with my friend Casey, and she was telling me how she used to work like at an agency in LA. And one day they were working with like, I think it was a movie studio or production house. And she saw this guy and she chatted with him, and he had the coolest job of all time. And it was his entire job all day was to sit and listen to music on Spotify.
What?
Or whatever.
That's it?
Whatever platform. Because he was choosing music for the movie soundtracks.
Oh.
And so he just got to listen to songs all day long, mark ones that he thought would be good, and move along. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You just get to do what I would do anyway for free?
And how do you, like, how do you become the chosen one to do this?
How does one obtain this job? I don't know, but it got me interested because another time I was watching a movie, and in the credits, they had a horror consultant listed in the movie credits. So they had someone's full job is to advise movies and TV shows on how to execute horror properly. And I'm like, what other random jobs are out there that I don't know about that could have been my dream job? So if y'all had to have like one made up job that would be the absolute perfect job, what would it be?
So growing up, I used to really love the Travel Channel. I was obsessed with Samantha Brown. Do you know who Samantha Brown is?
Yes.
I was a Samantha Brown enthusiast as an 8-year-old.
You're such a dork.
If you don't know who Samantha Brown is, Samantha Brown was like this woman in her early 40s who got to travel the world for free. So she went to like all these different countries and did travel shows. And I always thought that was the coolest job. So when I was in college, that was like my dream gig. I was like, if I could travel the world and be the next Samantha Brown, that would be sick. So maybe something like that, but maybe to make it more niche, maybe I choose like really interesting Airbnbs, and then I become like a cool Airbnb consultant, and I tell you who has nice clean Airbnbs with no weird cameras and comfortable beds.
So you go that route. And I mean, that would be amazing. And I know, I remember Samantha Brown, and I know exactly what you're talking about, especially from the Travel Channel. I just want puppies to nap in my lap.
Oh, that's cute.
Well, like, because, you know, sometimes you want a puppy and it's like all like, rah! But I just want to be like a professional nap lap for puppies.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, the nap lap.
The nap lap.
Yes.
The nap, professional napper lapper.
Yeah, and then I get to smell their little puppy breath, and then they would just curl up and they would just take little naps in my lap, and I'd be like a professional nap lap.
You don't think your son will have a problem with that?
He'll learn to share.
There are a couple on this list that might be up your alley then, because one of them is an ostrich babysitter.
Shut up.
You babysit baby ostriches to make sure that they don't peck at each other, and that's your whole job. That's
actually, that sounds like my nightmare job. Like birds pecking at my face or birds pecking at each other. Niche fear.
Yeah, not much
Save
of a Hitchcock
that.
Fan, huh?
Please.
No.
Abby doesn't want anything pecking at her face.
Keep your pecker away from me.
Professional sleeper is one of them.
Okay.
They try beds in hotels.
Oh.
Full-time Netflix watcher.
Oh,
their job is to watch Netflix full-time and advise on different categories. Professional mermaid is legitimately one. You could also be a legal bank robber. Like, banks will hire these people to make sure their vaults are impenetrable. A professional mourner People will literally hire professional mourners for family members' funerals to make their family member look better than they were.
You're lying.
I'm not.
That's alongside professional bridesmaid, which is legit, and professional boyfriend. Like, if you needed to bring a guy home to your parents to impress them, you can hire a professional boyfriend.
That is called an escort.
Yeah, I guess it is.
It is 100% an escort.
Professional apologizer, which I feel like all women already are.
Yeah.
Professional snuggler. You can hire people to snuggle you by the hour.
It's also in the escort category, I think.
Professional paper towel sniffer to make sure they smell good. But these two last ones are my favorite. Iceberg mover. They literally track icebergs and will come in and move them out of the way of the ships. And zombie. You could be a professional zombie.
The Titanic is like, where was this 70 years ago?
I think that's why career became.
So are hairy armpits really that big of an offense that you would break up with somebody over them? That's the issue Kate is dealing with right now. Hey, Kate, thanks so much for joining the Burt Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, all right. So detail what's going on with this new guy you're dating and the fact that he is very much against your hairy armpits.
So I'm dating the most amazing man. He checks every single one of my boxes.
How about he does?
We've been dating for a couple of months. and honestly, we really hit it off. But there is just like one thing about me he absolutely cannot stand. And I don't know if I'm willing to change it for me. I'm just not sure.
All right. And what is that thing?
So, you know, I'm a natural girly, right? I'm really all about the natural products. I try to only use natural products. I'm all about being organic. And I embraced the vegan lifestyle like a couple of years ago. And, you know, my guy is really cool with all that. But he is not cool with my armpits and the fact that there's hair under there. Like, how old are we? You know, It's summer and it's blazing hot. So, of course, you know, I've been wearing some tank tops and we've hit the pool once, a couple of times. And obviously, like I said, I have armpit hair and I'm not trying to hide it. And I'm also not trying to show it off at the same time. It is what it is. So the other night he flat out told me, like, listen, I really, really like you, but this whole armpit hair thing is really throwing me. I'm not sure if I can get past it. Would you be willing to shave? First of all, even though I was really, really, like, pissed, upset, I suppressed my anger and I told him, you know, I'd think about it. Like, I'm mature. I can put it aside. But the more I thought about it, you know, I'm like, upset. For me, choosing to grow out my underarm hair is a small way of reclaiming my body. And in the face of misogynistic beauty standards, I do it for me. The moment I realized I was shaving my armpits for men was the moment I stopped. So why would I let this guy choose that, you know? He doesn't seem to have an issue with my bush, but it's gross. Is that an issue?
Okay.
Good morning.
You know, make it make sense.
TMI.
Make it make sense, Mo.
All that hair.
Well, I think I've learned in listening to people that my take on relationships and sacrificing for relationships are a little different. I'm usually more so willing to do things for my partner because I just feel like that's a part of being in a relationship. And not everything, obviously. Some things is like I got to put my foot down. But other things, this wouldn't really be a big deal for me, to be honest. Like, would I be attracted to it? Probably not. I would probably want the same thing that he does, but it's something that I would have gone into understanding. But for me, it just feels like if you really like him that much, if he checks all of the boxes, I don't see the big deal in you shaving it just to satisfy him.
I think that we have to remember that people are kind of taught growing up that armpit hair is gross. And so I don't really blame your dude so much because this is a lesson he's learned since he was a child. And I appreciate his communication with you, honestly. Like, he could have just said nothing. He could have been petulant about it. And he's openly communicating with you. At the same time, I have your back about not shaving for misogynistic beauty standards. You should do it for yourself. And that's important to you. So now you're at this crossroads where it's really important to you and it's important to him and he's communicating. If this is a hill that you're willing to die on and he can't get down with it, then it's not the right relationship for you. However, if you were to shave, I would say change your perspective a little bit. You're not shaving your armpits for men. You're shaving your armpits for a specific person who you like a lot, who has expressed a a thing, right? I don't know if I can get past this. If you're willing to say, well, that's an easy little change that I can make to smooth the way, and that will be my way of compromising with you, then go for it. But if he continues to ask you to change yourself, that's where you draw the line. So it's whether or not you want to dip the pool in, your toe in that pool, and if you feel like you're sacrificing your values.
I also would put it like this. If he had a beard and you hated beards, like that just wasn't your thing, it irritated you have sensitive skin, it irritated your skin every time you kissed or made out or whatever. If you asked him to shave his beard, do you think he would do it?
I do. And at the same time, I also want to say he also has hair under his armpits.
Ooh. So be like, I'll shave mine if you shave yours.
That's different. If I had a mustache and he really wanted, you know, he just, you know, it was brushing up against his lips. It was making him feel uncomfortable. That I can understand. But, you know, I'm still on the fence.
Yeah, I think the difference between the beard argument and the underarm hair argument is this clearly is a representation of your values. And I would hate for you to shave and feel like you're getting like you're somehow compromising a part of yourself that's deeper than just armpit hair. But I'm with Cassie, where I'm also kind of like, take a step back and realize, like, you don't have to compromise your, like, your entire being just because you want to lean more towards a preference for somebody that you really care about. So I think if it's going to make you feel like you're compromising yourself, don't do it. But also, like, you know, take a step back and realize, like, this could just be something you do for somebody that you really like, because trust me, girl, it's tough out here in these streets. Just what's going to be harder, finding another man or just shaving the pits?
The Bert Show.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Katie says she saw with her own eyes. Client from hell.
Yeah.
From hell.
From hell, the depths.
From where?
Hell.
How do you spell that?
H-A-I-L. Hail.
I'm curious as to what you all would do in this situation, because I was put in this awkward situation when I went to go get my hair done.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you witness a Karen in action?
Did I?
Out in the wild.
Oh, a Karen in the wild. Dude, those are some of the easiest videos to do, like get into a wormhole, because you find one on Instagram and then you just keep scrolling and it just gets like just increasingly worse.
They're so bad now that I feel like 75% of them are staged, because I wonder, are people really this uptight?
Yes. I think so.
Yeah.
They definitely are. Now, I've been going to my stylist for over 6 years. And what I love about going to her is that she's very prompt when it comes to her appointments. It's not the type of salon where you're going to have to wait or something like that. And she has like a private suite. So it's one client at a time.
Okay.
Nice. So on this particular day for my appointment, I get there probably about 10, 15 minutes early. She buzzes me in and she's wrapping up with her current client. And they're doing like a cut. She wraps up with homegirl. And I wasn't even waiting that long. So I'm like, all right, cool. So afterward, what she does is like when you pay, it's like on a like the tap to pay type of thing. And you tip and then you sign off. And so be it. So after she does that, she has me go sit down in the shampoo bowl. She has me set up. Mm-hmm. She's like, all right, Katie, I'm gonna get to you right in a second. She wraps up with her current client. And she's like, okay, cool. Nice to see you. Have a nice day. So she comes over to me. She starts to shampoo my hair. Now, her previous client is still kind of lingering in the salon. And I'm like, well, maybe the woman is like packing up her things. Mm-hmm. She was vlogging the whole thing beforehand. So I'm like,
oh, she was videotaping and vlogging everything?
Yeah.
Karen alert.
So I'm like, okay, maybe she's just taking some time to pack up. She starts to get up and I kind of see out the peripheral. I'm just in the
the shampoo bowl, my head down, and she walks over to like my hairstylist. She's like, hey, I think there was something wrong with my payment. Meanwhile, my stylist is mid shampoo, like her hands are just getting in there, right?
Does that feel as good as it looks like it feels?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, when you get somebody that gives you that massage like that, there are times I'd rather go in there and just get that done and not get my hair cut at all.
I can see why.
They start really kneading into like the nape of your neck and your eyes start to roll back into your head.
I mean, it really is the most relaxing part of your day right there. So when there's somebody coming in there and interfering, you feel like the whole experience is messed up.
Exactly, because I like to close my eyes and catch up, and I kind of go to sleep. And I had like this special deep condition thing that I had added on to. I want to get in. And so as she comes over, she's like, I think there's something wrong. She's like, okay, well, I can check it in a second. Like, what is the issue? What did I charge? She's like, I booked a trim, and you charged me for a haircut. And so...
what's the difference?
A trim is like, you know, just maintenance, like a couple inches. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh. But I'm saying for a stylist, cut or trim, it's the same thing.
A bang trim is different. Sometimes I have certain stylists that will give you a bang trim for free just to keep the hair out of your face, but a haircut, that could still be construed as a trim.
So I don't know if it's different for women, but I'll get my hair cut like once a month, right? But if we've got an event and I call Blanca up and I'm like, hey, can I just come in here for a real quick trim just so I look good for this event? She doesn't charge me full price for that.
And at the end of the day, if it's separate services that the stylist is offering... like, if they booked a trim, then that's something the stylist offers.
It's separate services. So, for my hairstylist, a trim is, like, just your maintenance little couple of inches. Mm-hmm. But a haircut, she considers it 5 inches or more. Like, you can go as high as you want, but a haircut is, like, a lot more. Like, okay, there's a noticeable difference.
It's, so, then if that is expressed on her website, then they're obviously two different things. Mm-hmm.
And she says, yes, you did book a trim, but as we were discussing, you needed a haircut. She's like, I even showed you your hair before and said... it's now no longer a trim.
She told her a trim ain't going to cut it for you.
Your dead ends are so bad. We got to go 5 inches.
I don't know what your stick you need.
But she's like, we had this discussion. I showed you before and I got your approval before I changed it to a haircut from a trim. You even said, take off the inches. She's like, I did that. And I was like, I know you did that, but I booked a trim and we've never done this before. And my stylist was like, we have, because this is a client of hers that is a repeat client. She's like, we've done this several times before.
And she's still working on your hair as they're having this debate.
Yeah.
It's not awkward at all. It's like getting progressively more aggressive. Your head is getting tilted back and forth.
And I'm just in a bowl. My neck just dangling. Like, oh my God. So they're going back and forth. Now, mind you, it's only a $10 difference in the service charge.
Are you serious?
Wow. And she says, this is what it is. This is my price. I'm sorry. We've done this before and you approved of it before I even proceeded to cut your hair. The girl says, all right, okay, huffy breath. And she leaves. Continue with the shampoo. Y'all, 15 to 20 minutes later, I'm in deep condition zone, right?
Oh, no.
Got the little steamer hitting my head. Yeah. And she's deep conditioning now.
Mm-hmm.
20 minutes later, the girl comes back.
Oh, come on.
She comes back in and she says, hey, you didn't send me those pictures. Can you send me pictures? Yeah, because she was vlogging this thing and my stylist was taking pictures of her work, right?
The before and afters. Yeah. You know, you got
your hair. She couldn't text that.
Exactly. So then my stylist says, 1 minute, let me wrap up with her. I'll come to you. She puts me under the dryer. She proceeds to go to hers, like the pictures, and I hear it through the little dryer. The girl's like, but these $10 though.
She wouldn't
let it go. My style was like, you know what? We're going to have this conversation in the hall. They went and had a conversation in the hall for 20 minutes going back and forth. And the girl was like, on top of that, you should refund me the tip because of this inconvenience in what I was charged.
Please tell me your stylist stood strong and did not give her the $10.
Oh, she sure did. She's like, no, this is it.
Good.
Like,
dug in.
No.
Over $10 all that time.
Over $10?
Nope. It's insane.
The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.